上帝的形象我们讲了很多次了。
We have gone on this for many times.
我们上个礼拜讲到上帝给我们创造性。
Last week we talked about creativity from God.
因为上帝是创造者。
Because God is the creator.
所以只有人有上帝的形象，人就有创造性。
Because we are made in His image, so we are creative.
创造性是历史能突破的原因。
Creativity is the reason why history has breakthroughs.
创造性是因有艺术文化能长进的一个基础。
Creativity is the foundation for the growth of the arts.
创造性是一个人能垂名千古的要素。
And creativity is the reason why a person will be famous forever.
创造性使一个民族可以继续不断的长进。
Creativity enables a nation to continue to grow.
创造性使人离开动物的生活越久越文明，越久越高峰。
Creativity enables the human being to be more civilized.
所以这也就是人与动物之间很大不同的地方。
This is one of the greatest difference between the human being and an animal.
但是当一个人误用创造性的时候
，But when a person abuses creativity,
他不但是羞辱了上帝
，Not only would he disgrace God,
他是出卖了自己
，He would betray himself.
刚才我在人载我从飞机场进城里面的时候
，Earlier when someone fetched me from the airport,
我每个地方都不要人接我。
I didn't want people to fetch me in everywhere I go.
教会的人无论如何，他一定每一个礼拜轮流一个人来接我。
But the Indonesian church in Singapore will insist to send a driver every time.
因为他说你早上讲到两次，在坐飞机这么辛苦，我们一定要来接你。
And they insist that they will come and fetch me because they think I'm very tired.
那么新加坡的电台里就播了一首歌。
And there was a song that came through the radio.
你知道什么歌吗
？Do you know what song?
知道的请举手。
Those who know this song, raise your hand.
这首歌是什么歌呢
？What is this?
这首歌叫做 P.A. 耶稣。
This song is called P.A. 耶稣。
很恬静，很优美的一个调。
A very beautiful melody.
这首歌是谁写的呢
？Who wrote this?
这首歌是二十世纪转到二十一世纪一个很大的音乐家叫做 Lloyd Webber 所写的。
It was written by Lloyd Webber.
叫做 Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Andrew Lloyd Webber.
这个人呢是一个大音乐才干。
Andrew Lloyd Webber is a great musical genius.
父亲是伦敦音乐学院的院长。
The father is the dean of a London music conservatory.
学生一大堆，但是他自己生的孩子从来没有进过音乐学院。
He has so many children, but his son has never studied formally.
这个孩子的才干比父亲的音乐才干更大。
But this son has greater music genius than the father, people.
你们就知道什么叫做 Phantom of Opera, 什么
？Like the Phantom of the Opera.
你们听过什么叫做 Jesus Christ Superstar?
Or Jesus Christ Superstar.
所以从三四十年前
，About 30-40 years ago，
直到现在
，Till today，
这个人在音乐界里面影响了千千万万的下一代的青年。
This person has influenced millions of the next generation.
那么他写的音乐呢，有很丰富的想象力。
And he has great imagination in his work.
甚至有很疯狂的表达。
And very great expressions.
很刺激我们的心脏跳动。
It is very inspiring.
引起千万人的共鸣。
And lots of people understood this.
但我从来没有想到 P.A. 耶稣这首诗歌是他写的。
But I didn't realize that P.A. 耶稣 is written by him.
刚才我给你们吹的那几句话的 P.A. 耶稣，这个里面的音乐的素质一点不在巴哈、贝多芬、Handel、莫扎特的下面。
Because I realized that the quality of his music is not less than the master's.
所以这个人是很有创造性的人。
So he is very creative.
但是他不但创造了伟大的一些圣乐。
But not only did he create great sacred music.
他也创造了一些羞辱上帝、侮辱基督的诗歌。这个 Jesus Christ Superstar 是不是一个忠于圣经呢？这个列宁呢，完全不是。
But Jesus Christ Superstar is completely unbiblical.
因为里面是把耶稣变成现代形状的青年。
Here, the Jesus Christ is a modern figure.
而且暗示耶稣是跟一大群同性的人在一起生活的人。
And also implicitly implied that Jesus Christ lived together with homosexuals.
耶稣基督只找男的门徒，没有找女的。
So he only had male disciples.
因为他只要跟男人混在一起。
Because he only want to be with the men.
门徒中间最爱他的就是一个叫做犹大的。
And among the disciples, the one who loved him most was Judas.
他愿意跟耶稣过一个同性恋夫妻这样的生活。
He wanted to live a life in love with Jesus.
结果耶稣不要。
But because Jesus rejected him,
一气之下就把耶稣卖掉，才甘愿。
So he betrayed Jesus Christ.
所以耶稣基督被形容是一个 superstar， 但是最后是命运很悲惨的。
Then Jesus was a tragic superstar.
那么这些音乐在英国影响的结果。
Because of the influence of such music,
整个英国整个时代的青年就不再容易明白真正的基督教、真正的耶稣是谁。All
the young people of the generation have difficulty understanding Jesus.
所以有创造功能的人
，a person with creativity
是有上帝形象的人
，is a person who reflects the image of God.
人之所以是人。
For us to be a human being,
人是按照上帝的形象造的。
It is because we have been made in God's image.
上帝是创造者。
God is the creator.
所以他就把创造性放在人的里面。
And so he gave us creativity.
而人有了上帝所给的创造性。
When we have the creativity from God,
来抵挡创造他的创造者。
And we use this in opposition to our creator.
这就是变成对创造性的误用以及亵渎。
It becomes an abuse and blasphemy towards creativity.
上个礼拜我最后一段提到一个很重要的事情。
Last week on the last portion, I mentioned something very important.
被造而有创造者形象的人。
A person that has been created and has the image of the creator.
被赋予创造功能，成为上帝形象的记号。
Has the mark of creativity because God has given it to us.
就用创造性去创造一个被造的创造者。
When we use this creativity to create a created creator,
这是对上帝最大的亵渎。
It will become the greatest blasphemy towards God.
这个叫做三重被盗的非真创造者。
And this is the three layer of the creation of a false God.
所以人是被造者，被造者以上帝所造的被造之物来创造一个人所造的被造的创造者。
The human being is a created being. He used the created material of God to create a created God.
这样的创造者不是真的创造者。And
this sort of creator cannot be real.
这就是产生宗教要站在上帝的地位，假神也代替真神的地位，这种最大的冒犯。This
becomes the greatest offense to God when religion and a false God want to take the place of the real God.
所以你看，当这一个 Picasso 画图的时候。
So when you see Picasso when he paints a picture,
正在表演上帝。
What he is doing is that he is pretending to be like God.
抵挡上帝的作曲家在作曲的时候。
When a composer who opposes God is composing,
正在表演上帝。
He is actually displaying the mark of God.
在他们的这个帆布的中间，就以创造性创造了他想象中间堕落的世界。
But within the canvas and his musical score, he is actually displaying a fallen world.
创造性的救赎,
the salvation of creativity
就是当基督道成肉身,
comes when Jesus came in the flesh.
创造者来到受造界的中间,
when the Creator came into the created world.
为我们施流血,
when he died and bled for us.
让上帝在基督里重新造我们才可能成功的。
We can only have success when God rebuilt ourselves in Jesus Christ.
保罗在以弗所书第二章第十节告诉我们。
So the Apostle Paul says in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10.
我们原是他的工作。
That we are his work.
在基督里面造成的。
Made in Jesus Christ.
我们就成为新造的人。
So we have become new.
旧事已过。
The old has passed away.
都变成新的了。
Everything has become new.
今天我要每一个青年人。
Today, I want every young person,
每一个有创造力的文学家、音乐家、艺术家或者其他这个学术范围境界里面的人,
all creative artists, writers, and musicians,
你要把你的创造性带回上帝的儿子耶稣施加的宝血上面。
What you need to do is to bring your creativity back into Jesus Christ,
重新奉献给他,
and renew your dedication.
求主洗净我们。
That us, that the Lord cleanse us,
在我们里面再造一个有敬畏上帝的创造功能的奉献。
That He will create in us a new creativity that is fearful of God.
我告诉你，这几个礼拜对你们讲的，没有一本西方的神学书曾经想过。
All these things that I have shared with you cannot be found in Western theological books.
这几天对你们讲的。
All the messages that I have preached to you.
要成为二十一世纪。 基督教树林的遗产的一部分。
Will become important heritage of the 21st century Christianity.
创造性是上帝形象的一部分。
Creativity is part of the image of God.
但是这句话历史上都没有人提过。
Just this declaration itself cannot be seen in history.
每一个堕落的形象。
Every fallen image
都需要一个新的救赎。
Needs a new salvation.
重新再把它奉献给上帝。
That we will renew our offering to God.
有一个他这个耶鲁大学的教授叫做 Kenneth Scott Laterit。
Kenneth Scott Laterit, a professor from Yale.
这个人年轻的时候曾经是个宣教士。
When he was young, he was a missionary.
他是一个很有学问、很有智慧的才子。
A genius that was greatly learned.
那年轻的时候，他父亲做宣教士，就被派到湖南去做老师。
When he was young as a missionary, he was sent to Hunan to be a teacher.
他教书的地方就是毛泽东所在的地方。
The place where he taught was where Mao Zedong came from.
他年轻的时候所教的这个时代就是毛泽东读书的时代。
And he taught in the era of Mao Zedong.
他年老的时候
，when he was old，
在耶鲁大学教神学教哲学。
He was studying theology and philosophy in Yale.
他特别爱中国人。
He loves the Chinese.
每一个礼拜六把七个中国学生带到他家里来。
Every Sunday he will bring seven Chinese students to his house.
指定他们看一本书。
To ask them to read a book.
下个礼拜一同来讨论。
And discuss the next week.
不但讨论跟基督教的关系。
Not only to discuss the relationship with Christianity.
也讨论跟中国前途的关系。
But also about the future of China.
Kenneth Scott Laterit 有一次讲一句话。
Kenneth Laterit once said this.
我是吓得不得了。
That astonished me.
他说 ，If Mao Zedong was in my school,
如果毛泽东是我的学生
，China would not be like today.
中国就不是今天的这个模样。
这句话的气派万千。
When he said this, he was grand.
是雄心大略。
With great ambition.
怎样改变一些青年人
？How do we transform young people?
使他们产生未来有足以他们同在的影响力。
That they will have the influence that come with the presence of God.
这其实也是我这一生很重要的一个理想。
This is an important ideal for me in my life.
我已经对超过两千多万的人讲过道。
I have preached to more than 20 million people.
那么听过我录影带的人可能有另外几千万，我不知道。
And I think there are more than 10 over million that have heard me on video and audio.
盼望你领受上帝真理的造就以后。
But I pray that after you receive the transformation of God's truth,
神在你身上给你的形象的每一部分重新奉献，重新被造，重新圣化，成为神的工具。
You will rededicate that portion of your life that's made in the image of God that you will be sanctified and used by God.
今天晚上我要特别讲另外一个形象的层面。
And this evening I will go on to another aspect of God's image.
上帝是圣洁的。
And that is God is holy.
所以上帝把圣洁的本性放在人的里面。
And so God has placed holiness within man.
因为人是按照上帝的形象造的。
Because we have been made in His image.
那这一点，圣洁、仁义跟真理，传统的系统神学里面有提到，就是归正神学专有的。
And this idea of holiness, righteousness, and the truth can be seen in systematic theology.
我要从我的角度去发挥，跟他们谈的。不大一样的。
But I want to look at it from a different angle.
因为上帝是圣洁的上帝。
Because God is a holy God.
所以上帝把人造成有圣洁形象的潜在能的活物。
God has created the human being with a potential for holiness.
所以人被造的时候是一个中性的。
So when a human being is created, he was neutral.
一生跟随的结果可以变成一个圣徒。
So in his life, he can become a saint.
那么这就是天主教徒所讲的一件事情。
And this is what the Roman Catholic would tell us.
怎样 canonize 一个人，把他封为圣徒
？And they will canonize a human being and make the person a saint.
当然，从天主教的规格来看
，But from the Roman Catholic structure,
一个人丰盛就等于他属灵的成功。
When a person has abundance, it means that he's spiritually successful.
当保罗对哥林多教会写信的时候。
But when the Apostle Paul wrote to the Corinthians,
他说：“我基督的仆人写给哥林多那边上帝的圣徒。”
He says that Paul, the servant of God, writing to the saints of the church in Corinthians.
这些人因为得救了，所以他们已经叫做圣徒了。
Because they have been saved, they are considered saints.
照着天主教的规格，一个人得救不是圣徒。
But based on Roman Catholic thinking, that is not enough.
当然他有金钱的操练, 有圣洁生活的苦待己身, 还有对教会的贡献, 更有在受难中间逼迫的经验, 他才可以被丰盛的。
A person can be made a saint if he has gone through suffering, has proved himself to be faithful.
我顺便提一件事情,
I will then tell you something else.
这件事情是最近几年发生的事情,
something that happened the past few years.
产生了中华人民共和国的政府与梵蒂冈政府之间一个很严肃的紧张关系,
creating a tension between China and the Vatican.
在光绪末年,
in the last year of the Emperor Guangxi,
满清的世代, 这个国势越来越衰弱,
when the Manchurian dynasty was weakening,
到了宣统的时候,
by the time of Xuantong,
更是衰弱了,
the country was getting worse.
两次鸦片战争以后,
after the two opium war,
外国人认为, 中国根本是一个纸老虎,
the foreigners think that Chinese are paper tigers. They are not afraid of the Chinese.
无论是德国,无论是英国,无论是日本,
other countries like the Russians, the French, the Germans, the Japanese were wanting to invade China.
顺便提醒你一句话,苏俄对中国从来没有善意。
To remind you that the Russians have never been too kind to China.
所以尼布楚条约,还有以后下来的年呢, 中国损失自己的国土被他们收买的地超过整个印尼那么大的地方将近200万公里
and China in its history has ceded a land that are larger than Indonesia today
那么以后呢 各国就在八国联军攻进中国的时候
and when eight nations combined force to attack China
就行了很多不可告人的恶数在里面
There were many evil deeds that were done.
鸦片战争引发联军侵占中国北方的时候,
when the English and the French came together to attack northern China,
杀了很多很多的人,
many people were slaughtered.
那么后来到了庚子年的时候,
but by the time 庚子年 came,
就有很多人用义和团的名义组成了民兵来反对这些西方高科技的这些海军跟陆军的炮弹,
Many civilians form what is known as the Boxers Group to fight against foreigners.
那些又老又笨的慈禧太后,
and at that time, the Empress Dowager 慈禧,
相信这些所谓义和团的人是根本刀枪不入, 炮也不能打进去的,
was superstitious and believed that these civilians had special power, that they are invincible.
所以应该用一大笔的钱建海军来与外国抵抗的那一笔的钱, 结果就造了颐和园里面一个好像很漂亮的游艇是用玉做出来的。
Instead of spending money on the navy, she spent the money in a beautiful garden.
不是, make a boat in the garden. 这个boat是用这个很贵的石头把它建起来的。
Using very expensive stones.
那这样呢,所以呢,如果你见到颐和园还可以看见那个船。
Today the boat is still there.
不做海军,不做军舰,做那个这个石头的船。
And instead of paying money for the navy, make a stone boat that can go nowhere.
有一个人讲得很好,再做那个,如果做海军早就沉掉了,做那个还可以去玩的。
But the navy would have been destroyed anyway.
那么好,这个时候呢,
but at this time,
我们看见了有很多的义和团的人,
many people from the Boxers Group,
杀基督徒,
started to slaughter the Christians.
内地会早看出这个事情。
The Inland Missionary Group has realized this.
庚子年屠杀教会领袖以前,
so before the year of 庚子,
一年,
1 year before the slaughter,
内地会就在全中国北部的人兴起签名, 愿意为主牺牲, 为主死也甘愿的忠心的门徒, 一共有8000多个人签名。
The Inland Missionary Association actually had this petition.
China Inland Mission.
China Inland Mission that had this petition done where 8,000 people signed up ready to be martyred.
他们愿意为主死。
They were willing to die for our Lord.
这是整个2000年, 整个世界历史中间最可悲可气的一幕。
This was the most sad episode in history.
结果真的很多人被杀死。
Indeed, thousands died.
杀死了以后呢?
After they were killed.
那么怎么样呢?
What happened?
我们看见历史的记载, 这些是应该死, 因为他们不是爱国的人, 是通奸外国的人。
History recorded that these people are traitors.
但是这些名字都被天主教记录下来。
But the Roman Catholic Church remembered these thousands of people.
几年前,
a few years ago,
天主教上一任的教王突然宣布这一百多个人都变成圣徒。
The earlier Pope suddenly declared canonization for all these martyrs.
哇,中国是气得不得了。
And so that incurred the wrath of China.
我们百姓的人,自己人卖国者,你哪边叫的基督教的圣徒?
We consider these people traitors, but now you are going to canonize them.
所以引起了相当相当的紧张的关系。
And great tensions resulted.
丰盛是一个目的。
And abundance is a goal.
是以后达到的。
It is something that can be achieved in the future.
保罗所讲的哥林多的门徒是圣徒，是一个得救以后就有的地位。
But the Apostle Paul says that when a person is saved, he is already a saint.
所以圣洁是救赎的地位，或者是我们成圣生活的一个目标呢？
And so the question is holiness a mark of being saved, or is it a goal that we try to achieve?
你们都知道有个女人叫做圣女贞德。
You all know this lady, the Joan of Arc.
Joan of Arc, 为什么中文叫做圣女贞德？好像给人家印象还有一些不圣之女假的。
Chinese translation is a bit odd.
圣女贞德经过很久以后，死了很久以后，才按你做封圣的。
Joan of Arc was canonized as a saint after a long time after she died.
那么至少我们看见这件事情。
At least we can see something here.
天主教承认人有可能变成很圣洁、被丰盛的圣品人。
That the Roman Catholics consider it a possibility for someone to be so holy that they can be made saint.
这个潜在能,
this potential in itself,
也就是我要提出来的神形象的一部分,
is what I'm going to talk about, the part of God's image.
人之所以是人,
For us to be a human being,
你有成为圣洁的可能,
it is because it is possible for you to be holy.
遗臭万年很不圣洁的流氓,
or you can also be notorious for the rest of your life.
所以这些伟大的圣徒,
all these great saints,
如同太阳的光, 光照历史,
like this ray from the sun, the enlightened whole of history.
正像文天祥死以前讲一句话,
It's like the Chinese painter Wen Tianxiang.
人生自古谁无死?
He said that in life, everyone must face death.
留取丹心照汗青。
But what we need to do is leave behind our character to enlighten the next generation.
我们人一定会死。
We will all die.
但人可以变成历世历代圣徒的一个好榜样。
But we can become an example for the old generations to come.
圣的潜在功能,
the potential of being holy,
跟以后可以成为圣徒的最后目标,
together with this end goal of being a saint.
这就是形象样式的另外一面。
These are aspects of the image of God.
我曾经对你们讲了,
I have said to you before,
在我的观念里面,
in my concept,
形象样式是有一些分别的。
There is a difference between the image and the likeness of God.
形象是指本质的潜在能。
Image refers to potential.
样式是整个生活最后达到的目标。
Likeness refers to the final goal of our life.
因为我们有神的形象。
Because we have the image of God,
所以我们有可能活出神的样式。
So it is possible for us to live out the likeness of God.
因为我们有神原有的形象。
Because we have the original image of God.
我们就会效法基督到世界上来的样式。
We will imitate the likeness of Jesus.
所以圣经用词是非常精准的。
The Bible is very precise in its use of language.
耶稣在世界上的讲一句话,
Jesus Christ proclaimed in the world,
你们的学我的样式。
You are to follow and imitate me.
耶稣没有说你们的学我的形象。
He didn't say follow my image,
学我的样式,
but follow my likeness.
这样基督就变成一个样本。
So Jesus became an example.
正像各个文化都盼望在他们伟大的人物中间找一个样板一样的。
Every civilization wants to find a role model.
Sukarno 是印尼的样本。
Sukarno is considered an Indonesian model.
Gandhi 是这个印度的样本。
Muhammad Gandhi is the one for India.
孔子是中国的样本。
Confucius for China.
但是Sukarno 不是真的回教徒, 等到他要娶四个妻子的, 他变成回教徒。
But Sukarno became a Muslim just to marry four wives.
到底是回教徒或者是糊里糊涂, 我就不知道了。
It's difficult to say what type is he, a Christian.
这些所谓样本的人物,
all these different role models,
到某一个程度就露出他们的骨头出来, 露出他们自己的羞耻出来, 他们没有资格做样本。
All of them have weaknesses that emerge at a certain point of time.
最伟大的领袖,
the greatest among the leaders,
都被文化隐藏着一些他们的缺点。
will have some weaknesses because of their culture.
特别很多宗教的领袖
especially religious leaders.
他们所讲的跟他们所行的根本是两件不同的事情。
What they say is different from what they do.
所以呢，样本
and so model
跟这个样式
and to follow a model.
只有在基督里面，你可以看看真正绝对完美的。
Can only be made perfect in Jesus Christ.
所以基督如果不谈救赎这一方面，至少你要承认他是人类完美之模范。
If you do not want to talk about the salvation that Jesus brings, at least you must admit that he's a perfect model.
是绝对的完人之范。
The perfect model for humanity.
这样人有神的形象。
So when we have the image of God,
今天提的角度就是人有圣洁的可能性。
The angle we want to emphasize on is the potential for holiness.
怎么样归纳起来呢？
How do we summarize this?
上帝是圣洁的。
Because God is holy.
上帝就造人成为道德的功能的人。
And therefore he made us with morality.
人是有道德功能的人。
We are a living being with moral functions.
人的伟大不在乎他的外表。
We are great not because of our exterior.
多么多最漂亮的明星不能成为伟大的人。
The most beautiful movie star cannot necessarily be great.
他们只能成为人情理想象中间所炫目的一个代表。
They can become representative of our envy, our admiration.
但是那些其貌不扬有伟大的人格可以继续光照整个世界的历史。
But the ugly person with a great character can continue to enlighten life.
所以有一个哲学家介绍苏格拉底的时候，
When a philosopher introduced Socrates,
truly he got an image of a clown and a soul of a god.
他真的是有小丑的外貌，但是有上帝的这个灵魂。
他的脸孔像小丑，他的灵魂像上帝。
His face looked like a clown, but he has a soul of God.
亲爱的弟兄们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
圣洁
，holiness，
圣洁的潜在能力
，the potential for holiness，
圣洁的生活
，the holy living，
圣洁的本性。
The holy
nature, 圣洁伟大的人格的成就
The holy character and its accomplishments
是一件非常荣耀的事情
These are glorious things
这叫做上帝的形象
This is the image of God
这个圣洁什么时候失去呢
When did we lose this holiness
这个圣洁怎么样表现出来呢
And how do we express this holiness
我们怎么知道人有成圣的可能性的这个潜在功能呢
How do we know that a human being has the potential to be sanctified
每一个人都有一种自我衡量的亏欠感
Everybody has this sense of guilt
这个叫做 guilty feeling
A guilty feeling
所以呢每一个文化里面
In every civilization
都有不同的名词去表达人对自我亏欠的感觉是使他感到做人不好意思的原因。
There are expressions as to why we will feel guilty and feel lacking.
没有人知道。
No one know why.
你做了错事。
When you do a wrong thing.
但是当你三更半夜，夜半无人干扰的时候，你自己对自己的审判是一件很真实，也是很可怕的事情。
Although no one may know that you have done the wrong thing, but in the middle of the night, you will accuse yourself.
这种事情是绝对。未曾发生，也永远不可能发生在动物的范围里面的。
This is something that the animals will never ever experience.
你看一个人在那里很难过，你问他为什么？他我做错事了，我很不好意思，我很难过。
When you see a person who is grieving, you ask him why. He said, "I've done the wrong thing. I'm very sad."
你会不会看见一只老虎很伤心流泪？你问他说什么？我懊悔刚才吃了人。
That won't happen to a tiger. A tiger will not regret eating a human being.
有没有啊？
You find a tiger like this?
如果你问他会回答你为什么会懊悔，他一定回答我懊悔吃的不够多。
If ever he will answer you, he will say, "I'm regretful that I've eaten only one."
这就变成了良心功能，证明你有神圣洁的形象。
And therefore, our conscience actually proves that we have the image of God.
良心的存在。
The existence of the conscience
没有一个文化可以否认的事情
is something that no civilization can deny.
良心的存在
the existence of the conscience
进化论没有办法解释什么时候产生出来的东西
is something that cannot be explained with the theory of evolution.
良心的存在
the presence of the conscience
要求我们这个世界要有公义，国家要有法律，社会要有审判官，要有监牢的公义。
that the demands that the world must have justice and law, and there must be jail and judgment.
这一大堆有关于法律的事情,
all these things relating to legal matters come because of the demand of the conscience. But what is a conscience?
如果你更进一步去思考去研究,
if you think about it further,
你就会从这些各国的文化所用的名词的不同发生很大的兴趣。
You will be interested in the fact that every civilization describes it differently.
我没有足够的资料告诉我中国人什么时候开始用良心这两个字。
I do not quite know when the Chinese first used 良心 or conscience.
这个字已经变得不约而同在每一省每一种不同的制度的社会中间都同样同意共用的一个名字。
But this term has become a common term in all civilizational cultures.
在台湾,
in Taiwan, we talk about 良心, conscience. In Hong Kong, we talk about conscience. In Beijing, we say the same thing.
南洋我们讲良心,
in Southeast Asia, the same thing.
这个字已经弥漫到整个中国在全世界的华侨跟本地的所有的人谈到道德的时候共用的名词。
And this word 良心 or conscience is used wherever Chinese are.
这个字到底什么时候开始, 我是不大知道。
I do not quite know when the word appeared.
对于这一方面最深的思考者不是孔子。
But Confucius was not the person that thought deeply about this.
第一个把这件事好好研究出来的是孟子。
The first person that studied in depth was Mencius.
孟子比孔子更迟差不多200年。
Mencius was born about 2 centuries after Confucius.
发现人性中间有这个东西, 他就给把中国的文化提到了一个新性的一个文化里面。
And so he was able to bring the Chinese civilization into the ideal when he understand this.
整个中国文化历史的源流都是以新性为本的。
But of course, the whole of Chinese civilization is built upon the ideal.
孟子在这方面的发现是非常伟大。
But Mencius has great discoveries in this area.
孟子用四种功用来描写我们今天要提的良心的问题。
Mencius understood conscience to be consisting of 4 areas.
一样叫做恻隐之心。
The first one is the heart of compassion.
你为别人的痛苦你会感到同情。
That you will have empathy towards the suffering of others.
你为别人的这个流泪你会感到要与他一同流泪。
That when you see other people crying, you feel like crying too.
别人在落难中间的时候，你感到应当帮助。
You feel that you should help those who are in need.
心中的感动。
The move, the inspiration of your heart.
这种表同情的功能。
This ability to show empathy.
这叫恻隐之心。
Is the heart of compassion.
恻隐之心，人皆有之。
Mencius says everybody has this heart of compassion.
一样。
The second one.
羞恶之心，人皆有之。
The heart of shame.
你做了犯罪，做了恶的事情以后，你感到很害羞，这是每个人都有的。
Mencius said everybody feels ashamed when you do the wrong thing.
所以这第二句是最能表达所谓良心功用的孟子所用的词句。
And this area expresses what the conscience does.
第三样，慈让之心，人皆有之。
The third one is the heart of To share.
你看见人比你老，你看见人比你更困难的时候，你愿意让别人优先，礼让别人，这种心每个人都有的。
He says that everybody would want to share and to give way to others.
第四样是什么呢？
The fourth one.
就是是非之心，人皆有之。
The heart of justice.
你心里面能够分辨什么是对，什么不对，什么可以，什么不可以，什么是应该，什么是不应该，这种回应每个人都有的。
Mencius said everybody knows what you should do or what you shouldn't do.
所以我想这个是在2300年以前。
This is 2,300 years ago.
可能还没有用良心这两个字以前。
Perhaps before the use of the word conscience.
孟子对良心功用从这四方面找到了适当的名词来表达出来。
How Mencius actually described conscience in these 4 different areas.
所以呢，中国人是很注重良心的。
So the Chinese place great emphasis on the conscience.
但是这个字是不是可以归纳变成良心？因为很多人的良心不大良，应该也是不良之心。
But perhaps some people's conscience have missed its direction as well.
所以呢，我们就要看其他的语言怎么表达这个事情了。
To understand this further, we want to look at other languages.
在全本旧约里面，竟然没有出现过一次良心这个字。
In the Old Testament, the word conscience never appeared.
全本旧约，
the whole of the Old Testament,
没有出现过良心这个字。
The word conscience never appeared.
那么当中文翻译的时候，在新约就翻译良心出现了20多次。
But in the Chinese translation of the New Testament, the word 良心 or conscience appear more than 20 times.
为什么人被造的时候有良心，而旧约不要用这个名词呢？
But why would the Old Testament not use this term?
因为旧约把所有人性中间所有的潜在能力归纳起来，就直接讲一句话：形象样式。
Because the whole summary of the Old Testament about humankind is about the image and likeness of God.
形象样式这两个词里面已经包罗万象，无所不有了。
Within these two terms, the image and likeness, everything is inclusive.
但是旧约里面虽然没有提良心这个字，
although the Old Testament would not talk about the word conscience,
旧约里面暗示影射良心功用的经节是很多很多的地方。
There are still many places that implicitly talk about the conscience.
比如亚当犯罪以后，他就惧怕起来。
For example, Adam was fearful after he had sinned.
他在伊甸园走的时候，天起了凉风，他就感到凉起来了。
And when the wind blew in the Garden of Eden, immediately he felt cold.
这些的反应
，all these reactions
都是从良心里面不正常产生了外面的一种感觉。
Came about because his conscience was disturbed.
这个叫做心灵跟身体之间负有关系的这个 correlation.
This is a correlation between the conscience and the physical body.
在心理学里面
，in psychology，
提到灵魂跟身体的关系。
When you talk about the relationship between the spirit and the body，
有 epiphenomenalism.
There is this word epiphenomenalism，
叫做附带现象论。
Epiphenomenalism
有 interact。的这个理论
，There is a theory relating to interaction，
互相关联的一种反应论
，There are theories relating to how things are all linked，
还有另外一种是一种把另外一些呢把它放在最次要的地步，完全不受影响的理论
，But theories that have considered certain areas of life as fully secondary，
比如说
，For example，
唯心论认为物质不过是心的一个工具。
Idealism thinks that material is just tools.
唯物论认为心不过是物质的一个反应。
But the materialism people think that the ideals are just a reaction of the material.
唯物论的人认为物质决定思维，唯心论的人认为思维决定物质。
Those who believe in materialism believe that all things are caused by material. Idealism the other way around.
一方是存在的，另外一方根本不存在。
They believe this to exist, the other one completely non-existent.
那么今天我谈到有关于心理学的问题的时候
，When I talk about psychology，
你提到这个呢 ，co-react。
When you think about this co-reaction，
心灵会影响身体吗
？Will the Holy Spirit, will the Spirit influence the body？
身体会影响心灵吗
？Will the body influence our spirit？
身体不好的时候，你不会爱主。
When you are ill, does that mean you will not love the Lord?
或者你一不爱主，身体就不好呢？
Or is it the other way around? When you don't love the Lord, you fall ill.
有机会你自己再去讨论，我们时间是不够的。
We don't have enough time to dwell into this.
好，现在用这个东西，我们来想圣洁的问题。
But now, when we think about holiness through this anger,
一个人里面很想过一个圣洁的生活。
If a person really desires to live a holy life,
身体就变成心灵的一个工具了。
Then his body becomes a tool to his spirit.
那么这个圣洁的这个事情。
This matter of holiness
成为我们道德性的基础
becomes the foundation of our ethics.
良心的功用是存在的。
The conscience does exist.
那么新约怎么样写良心这个字呢？
How would the New Testament talk about this?
当然保罗提到十多次，全本新约20多处提到良心的事情的时候，
The Apostle Paul talks about conscience in the New Testament as well.
就告诉我们有一些是清洁的良心。
It tells us that some conscience are clean.
有一些是已经给火烧坏了的良心。
But there are some conscience that have been damaged by fire.
有一些已经是麻木了的良心。
And some conscience that are already numb.
很多不同的解释。
He has different explanations to this.
这个字呢，在旧约的功用里面提到了一个很重要的这个经节。
In the Old Testament, there is an important verse.
就是记载在箴言书第20章里面。
In Proverbs chapter 20.
他说什么呢？人的灵是耶和华的灯。
The spirit of man is the light of God.
The spirit of man is the lantern of God.
Is the lantern of God.
不只提到 light， 提到 lantern。所以上帝在我们每一个人的心中放了一把灯。
And so God has placed a lantern in every one of our hearts.
这个灯的 功用是什么呢？
What is the function of a lantern?
光照。
Is to shine.
照出你心里面什么东西。
To shine your life.
我告诉你，家里有两个东西是很特别的。
There are two things in your house that is special.
一个是宝盒，一个叫做仓库。
The one is called a treasure box, another one a storehouse.
所以呢，每一个人都有些宝盒的。
So all of us have treasure boxes.
你就把你的金刚钻放在里面。
You put your diamond in the box.
或者你把你的情书放在里面。
Or maybe your love letters.
或者你把从前做了人家不要登你感到很伟大的文学放在里面。
Or you put your own work of art in there.
或者你把你所收藏的贵的手表放在里面。
Or maybe expensive watches.
反正这个东西是与人不共，绝对没有共产主义的。
Things that are in the treasure box are not to be shared.
等你最喜欢的时候，关着门，全部关得紧紧的，就开箱子来看，我有这些东西。有人开门，快快关起来再看。
And you will admire it when no one is around.
第二个特别的地方是什么呢？
The second special place.
就是把一大堆不要用又不想丢的东西先放在仓库，这把它搁留在那里。
It's the storeroom where you dump all the things that you don't want but you won't want to throw away.
没有人宝盒比仓库更大。
Nobody has a treasure box that is larger than their storeroom.
仓库一定比宝盒更大。
The storeroom will certainly be larger than your treasure box.
就像哎，我从前好像有一些东西还没有丢，也不知道放在哪里，到仓库去找找看看的时候，你一定带一把灯进去的。
When you go to a storeroom, you must bring a lantern.
为什么呢？
Why?
你怕找不到东西，找到嘎抓。
Because of the darkness and the cockroaches.
所以你把一把灯带进去去看的。
So you bring a lantern or torch.
或者是手电筒。
Maybe a torch light.
开灯。
Maybe you turn on the light.
光照的时候。
When the light comes.
黑白分明。
The blackness will disappear.
应该丢的不应该丢的分明。
You will see things that you should throw away.
上帝也在我心里面，在你心里面放一把灯。
So God has placed this lantern in our heart.
那把灯是什么？
What is this lantern?
良心。
It is our conscience.
The spirit of man.Is the lantern of God.
So it's 人的灵魂是上帝的灯，
是耶和华的灯。所以上帝用良心做他的代表。
And so God represented himself with the conscience.
你现在要到中国去。
Now if you want to go to China,
你问问中国的情形。
You ask about the Chinese.
你问谁呢？
Who you ask?
中国大使馆去找材料。
You will go to the embassy to ask.
中国大使是中国在新加坡的代表。
The ambassador is a representative of China.
法国大使是法国在新加坡的代表。
The French ambassador represents
France. 良心是上帝放在你心里面的大使。
But the conscience is the ambassador of God.
良心是上帝的代表。
It is a representation of God.
代表是替谁讲话的？
Who would the representative speak for?
代表是替他所代表的讲话的。
Certainly for those whom he represents.
所以他来鉴察你的心肠肺腑的时候。
When he searches your heart,
良心也变成上帝的审判官了。
The conscience becomes the judge of God.
良心是上帝的代表。
The conscience is a representation of God.
良心是上帝的审判官。
And also a judge of God.
良心也是为人预告危险的先知。
The conscience is also a prophet that will warn us.
当我二十多岁的时候，
When I was in my 20s,
我读一篇博士论文。
I read a PhD thesis.
Dissertation 是这个呢，在挪威的一个大神学家叫做 Dr. Hallesby 所写的。
It was written by a Norwegian theologian.
他讲什么呢
？He wrote.
他论良心。
He talked about the conscience.
我很有兴趣，我就读了一遍一遍的读。
I kept reading it.
他在前面的一段讲一句话。
Earlier passages, he said.
他说良心的功用可分成三个步骤。
He says that the functions of the conscience are in three areas.
第一个步骤是什么？
The first one.
当你想犯罪的时候，
When you want to sin,
良心就先警戒你，请你不要做。
The conscience will first warn you against it.
良心先预告你，这是危险的。
And tell you that it is dangerous.
良心告诉你，停在这里，不要再向前，因为你在危险中间。
The conscience will tell you to stop here, don't move forward because you are in danger.
就是 warning function of the conscience.
这是良心的警告功能。
这是第一个功。
The first one.
当良心警戒你的时候。
When the conscience warn you.
预告危机的时候。
When it prophesies the danger.
你可能产生了两种反应。
You can have two reactions.
第一种反应就是我接受你的警告。我不走下去。
The first one is to accept the warning and stop.
那么他就做你长期的朋友。
And then he will be your friend.
他有困难的时候，一定先预告你；有危险的时候，一定先警戒你。
And forever he will warn you about dangers.
但是,
However,
第二个可能性是什么呢?
The second possibility,
你对良心说,我不管你,你不要干涉我,这是我的自由,我要做什么,你不要参与。
Is to tell the conscience to leave me alone.
那么你这样反抗他以后呢?
After you reject the conscience,
良心的第二步的回应是什么呢?
The second response from your conscience
他不计较,
will be not to remember this,
他不辩论,
and not to debate with you,
他也不再跟你强求了,
and also not to demand of you.
他就让你去了,
the conscience will let
okay,
you go.
I'm not going to interfere you anymore.
我不会再一次的跟你纠缠下去,
I give you up.
我现在就让你走,
go ahead.
你可以下去,
do anything you want to do.
你可以做你所喜欢的东西。所以良心的第二个阶段的工作是什么呢? So the second area of the conscience work,
他就去睡觉,
is that you will go to sleep.
这个描写很美啊,
it's a wonderful okay, description.
听不听?
Would you listen? You won't listen.
Okay. 他就去睡觉了,
and the conscience will go to sleep.
良心的第二步的工作就是沉睡,
so the second work is to sleep,
让你自由,
that you may have freedom. In relativity,
一个人没有人干扰就感到很自由,
when there is no interference from others, we think of ourselves as free.
一个人感到可以为所欲为的时候就等于无神论是真的,
we think that atheism is right when we can do whatever we want.
所以如果上帝让你去死的时候很容易不干涉你你就以为上帝死了其实不是他死了是他要让你去死。
But you are free to die. It's not that God has died, but you will die.
一生为所欲为，哇，乱来一场，没有人干戈。像毛泽东那样，上帝说你要怎样，尽量做。等到你死了那天，开始算账。毛泽东现在没有办法。And
many people live a life in any way they want, but God will hold them accountable.
所以良心的第二个功用。
So the second function of the conscience,
sleeping,
is to sleep.
Take the Sabbath to rest.
To take a Sabbath.
Give you up.
就让你走,
let you free,
让你有自由,
你很舒服啊,
you feel comfortable,
为所欲为,
you can do whatever you want, go ahead.
但我告诉你,
but I tell you this,
他安息了过了就会起来的,
after the Sabbath the conscience will awake.
Paris B说, 良心什么时候起来的,
when conscience awakes,
什么时候睡醒的,
when does he awake,
就是刚刚好你做完你所犯的罪那一刻, 他就醒过来了, he will be awakened
the moment you finish sinning.
所以你犯罪犯完的时候,
so once you finish your sin,
良心就起来了,
the conscience will be awakened.
Harrisby说什么呢?
And Harrisby said,
他就跳到一个上面就变成审判官了,
he will jump to a stage to be
你有罪了,
that you are sin,
你没办法逃,
and you cannot escape.
人犯罪总以为自己很聪明,
we often think of ourselves as clever when we sin.
人犯罪以为没有人知道,
we often think no one is watching.
人犯罪以为法律,
we often think that the laws will not reach us.
自以为聪明的律法专家,
we think that we are good with the laws.
就是知法犯法而不必被罚, 叫做法律专家。
A lot of legal experts know how to go for the loopholes.
但是天网恢恢疏而不漏,
but there is ultimate justice.
良心睡觉即时醒来,
the conscience may be sleeping, but you will awake at the right time.
第一个工作,
the first work,
境界你,
is to warn you.
第二个工作,
the second work,
任凭你,
is to sleep and let you do whatever you want.
审判你,
but the third work of the conscience is to judge you.
他是上帝的代表,
because it is a representative of God.
他不是服侍你的,
he is not there to serve you.
他是服侍上帝,
he is there to serve God.
良心是上帝的代表,
conscience is the representative of God.
对上帝忠心的,
he is loyal towards God.
你还记得你第一次偷东西的心跳得多厉害吗?
Can you remember the first time you steal something, how fast your heart was beating?
你还记得你第一次说谎话后来你多么难过吗?
Or how sad you were the first time you lied?
你还记得第一次你去找女人的时候你怎么跳吗?
Or the first time you actually committed adultery?
你是上帝 按照他的形象造的人,
you are a human being made in the image of God.
所以人可以成为圣洁的活物,
and so we can be a holy living being.
所以上帝把良心放在你的里面,
and so God placed conscience inside of us.
这是神形象的一部分,
part of his image.
像保罗用良心这个字的时候,
when the apostle Paul used the word conscience,
他把两个希腊文的字把它并在一起,
he mixed two Greek words together.
Synesthesis.
Synesthesis.
Synesthesis 什么意思呢?
What does this word mean?
就是以我一同知道的,
It means that which know together with me.
My co-knower.
My co-knower.
The one who know together with me.
和我一同知道的那一位。
我们犯罪的时候，我们常常也没有人知道。
When we sin, we often think no one would know.
感谢上帝，爸爸妈妈不在。
Thanks be to God, my parents are not around.
感谢上帝，牧师传道没有来。
Or the pastors are absent.
感谢上帝，没有人跟我在一起。
That no one is with me.
所以看来看去，平平安安做吧。
And so we will just do it.
反正没有人知道。
Since no one would know.
真的没有人知道吗？
Is it true?
上帝说。
God said.
你这个傻瓜。
You are so stupid.
你以为没有人知道吗？
You think no one know?
至少你自己知道你是。
At least you yourself know.
你自己是人，怎么说没有人知道？ 你不是人啊。
You are a human being, so you are someone.
你自己知道。
So you yourself know.
一个自己都不知道的，就没有自知之明的人，没有自知之明的人还是人吗？
So every human being has a conscience of itself.
没有人知道，因为我不是人，神经病。
Because we are human beings.
你知道吗？
You know.
第二，
Secondly,
叫你犯罪的魔鬼一定知道。
Satan that tempted you surely know.
It is 他制造陷阱把你拉进去，他怎么会不知道？
Because he was the one who set the trap, so he knows.
没有一件犯罪的事情说没有人知道，没有这个事情。
So it is not possible to sin without anyone knowing.
第一，
Firstly,
犯罪的人知道。
The sinner knows.
第二，
Secondly,
叫你犯罪的魔鬼知道。
The devil knows.
第三，
Thirdly,
创造审判你的上帝知道。
Surely the God who has created you and will judge you knows.
你说这三个都不要紧，反正那两个看不见，我这个自己也谅自己就完了。
You say never mind, the other two are invisible and I'll forgive myself.
No.
God will say no.
我还有个大使 ambassador 在你那里。
I still have an ambassador within you.
我有个representative 在你那里。
A representative.
那是谁呀？
Who is this
person? 良心。
It's your conscience.
那就英文圣经这个希腊文圣经用的词就不一样了。
The Greek word is different.
很奇怪的哦。
Strange.
阿拉伯文用的词跟旧约是一样的。
Arabian used the same words as the Old Testament.
Nur.
The word Nur.
到了马来文的时候。
In Malay.
到了印尼文的时候。
In Indonesian.
Nurani.
It's Nurani.
所以呢, 良心就是 Hati Nurani.
So conscience is Hati Nurani.
Nur 阿拉伯文什么意思呢？
In Arabian it means
其实跟希伯来文有相同的地方。
Similar with Greek
就是光。
Light.
所谓良心
conscience
就是在我里面光照的那个心。
Is the heart that will enlighten me in my heart.
Hati Nurani.
In Hati Nurani
意思就是 shining heart.
It is a shining heart.
Illuminating heart.
A heart that illuminates.
在印尼文在还没有受回教影响以前。
Before Indonesian was influenced by Islam,
没有这个字,
this word did not exist.
那个时候更严早的爪哇文用的是什么字呢？
Earlier Javanese language
Hati Kecil,
used the word Hati Kecil.
Kecil 什么意思呢？
Kecil means
很小,
small.
Hati 什么意思呢？
Hati
心脏
is the heart.
所以心里面有个小小的声音对你说 那个叫做良心。
It means there's a small voice inside of you. It's called a conscience.
不是, 是一个光, 不是一个声音。
But the Arabian says that it's a light, not a voice.
阿拉伯人的这个光是受希伯来文的影响。
And they were influenced by the Greek.
因为希伯来文说呢, 人的灵是上帝的灯, 所以才有光。
The Bible says the spirit of man is the lantern of God.
希腊文不用这个。
Greek would not use the word.
希腊文用 synesthesis.
He used synesthesis.
就是同知。
The person who knows.
Co-knower.
The co-knower.
Co-knower. Know with me.
The person who knows it with me.
以我一同知道的,
a person who knows together with me.
那个叫我做良心,
that is what the conscience is.
拉丁文一样的,
same for Latin.
拉丁文就是 conscientia.
In Latin it's conscientia.
Cien 就是 science.
Word cien is with science.
Science 就是科学。
Science is I know.
而中文翻译的科学就是一科一科好好学，叫做科学。
In Chinese, the translation means every subject you know.
而其实呢，原文不是一科一科学叫科学，不是的。
But not so in the original language.
原文是 SCIO.
In original language is SCIO.
拉丁文的 SCIO scio 什么意思呢？
In Latin,
就是 I know.
It means I know.
所以什么叫做科学？
So science.
我已经知的东西，这个叫做科学。
Means I know.
我不知的，我去想。
Things I do not know, I think about it.
我不知道，我不过想。
So I will think if I do not know.
这个叫做哲学。
This is philosophy.
这个叫做 cogito.
Cogito.
所以我不知道也想不出的，我就相信。 这个是第三个范围。
The third area is that I do not know, I cannot figure it out, I will believe.
拉丁文不是 skill,
In Latin, it's not skill.
不是 cogito.
Not cogito.
是 credo.
But credo.
I believe.
I believe.
所以使徒信经十二句，每一句都用 credo, credo, credo 的拉丁文开始。
So the Apostles' Creed actually starts every sentence with the word credo.
我信上帝。
I believe in God.
我信耶稣。
In Jesus Christ.
我信圣灵。
I believe in the Holy Spirit.
我信教会。
I believe in the Catholic Church.
我信永生。
I believe in eternal life.
我信身体复活。
I believe in the resurrection.
Credo, 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 credo.
They are all credos.
所以呢，从 skill,
from skill,
cogito,
cognito,
credo,
credo,
三个层次奠定。文化的三大部门。
The three areas are the three foundations of civilization. 这问题
我不详细解释。我在美国的麻省理工学院讲两天这个事情。
I have preached about this in MIT before.
啊，现在我们继续讲下去。
We carry on.
所以这个所谓的良心呢
？Conscience then
是 core 加上 science.
It's core plus science.
所以拉丁文叫做 conscience.
So in Latin it's conscience.
什么意思呢 ？Conova 一样的。
Conova,
所以拉丁文
in Latin,
这个希伯来文
in Hebrew,
是同样一个意义的。
They have the same meaning.
到了英文的时候
when you reach English,
conscience,
you become conscience.
就把这个语言传来，因为英国人比较没有良心，要用别人的字拿来用。
The English needed importation of words.
这些都是语言影响别的文化的例子。
These are examples of how language influences culture.
你犯罪你知道。
When you sin, you know.
叫你犯罪的魔鬼也知道。
The devil knows.
要审判你的上帝知道。
The God who judges you knows.
上帝放在你里面的代表良心与你一同知道。
And your conscience will know with you.
神为我们预备，使我们逃不掉我们的道德责任的这些的状况。
These are things that God has prepared so that we cannot escape from our responsibility.
上帝就赐下命令。
And God give us the commandment.
以色列啊
O Israel.
我把你从万民中间拣选出来。
I have elected you from the nations.
你要在一切的行为上都要圣洁。
You are to be holy in all that you do.
我呼召你的上帝是圣洁的。
Because I who have called you is holy.
如果你问为什么我们要过圣洁的生活呢
？So if you ask why should we have holy living?
从潜在的本质来说，因为我们有上帝的形象。
From our potential, it is because we are made in the image of God.
上帝说你要圣洁。
But God said you are to be holy.
什么原因呢
？For what reason?
我是圣洁的，所以你要圣洁。
Because I, God, is holy, so you are to be holy.
圣洁的上帝把你呼召出来的时候
，When the Holy God called you from the masses,
要你分别为圣
，It is to set you apart.
所以希伯来书第三章告诉我们
，Hebrews chapter 3 says,
同蒙圣召的弟兄们
，Brothers who have been responding to the holy call,
holy calling of God,
the holy call of God,
we are all called by this.Holy calling.
我们所有的人都是同盟这个圣召。
Holy God,
这个圣洁的上帝。
Calling us to be holy.
蒙召我们成为圣洁。
With this holy calling,
因为他的圣召。
He is holy.
他本身是圣。
We should be holy in all our behaviors.
我们所有做的东西都必须是圣洁的。
就叫做上帝的形象。
This is the image of God.
所以当我们谈到这个方面的时候
，So when we think about these things,
应当很严肃地。
We need a solemn attitude.
再次思想到神的本质。
Once again, think about the attributes of God.
神的原像。
How the original image of God is like.
圣召。
The holiness of God.
跟神在基督里面的救赎。
And the salvation that God has given to us in Christ.
要把我们罪恶里面救出来。
That we are delivered from sin.
又要管教我们。
And He chastised us.
叫我们在他的圣洁上面有份。
That we may partake in His holiness.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us all.
用圣洁的口传福音。
That we will preach the gospel with sanctified lips.
圣洁的手做主工。
That we will do His work with sanctified hands.
圣洁的心思念上帝。
That we will think about God with a sanctified heart.
圣洁的灵性服侍神的国度。
That we will serve the kingdom of God with a sanctified spirit.
我们若不圣洁。就不能见上帝的面。
Because if we are not holy and pure, we will not see God.
保罗说
，The Apostle Paul says，
要在你的身体、你灵魂上除去各样的污秽，成为圣洁，合乎主用。
You are to remove all impurities from your body and spirit and become holy to be sanctified and used by Him.
我们才像我们的主。
Then in this manner we will be like our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
按地位。 我们被救赎已经是圣徒。
We are already saints because we have been saved.
原照上帝的形象，所以我们有良心，应当是圣洁。
And we ought to live holy life because we have been made in His image.
标杆基督成为我们的样式，我们可以跟随他走圣洁的道路。
And we need to have Jesus Christ as our goal and live holy lifestyles like Him.
不是为了盼望天主教皇给我们丰盛。
Not to look for a canonization from a Roman Catholic Pope.
乃是因为这圣召是从天上来的。
But because this holy calling comes from heaven.
用圣洁的良心顺从上帝过圣洁的生活。
We need to use our holy conscience to be submissive to God to live a holy lifestyle.
我们站起来祷告。
Let us rise and pray.
十字架，十字架，永是我的荣耀，我终追都行。